right, children, gather around. It is the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here. It's Thursday, September 19th, 91919, a palindrome broadcast this morning. It's Dave. We started out by making small talk, weather talk. It was lame as a kid, but I love it now. That was the topic for our phoner today. We had lots of great examples of the things we once loathed, but now love. Song stories focused on the almonds this morning, and it's Talk Like a Pirate Day, which Steve and I attempted to boycott. Plus, David Bowie went into the isolation booth, but we can't play you the whole thing here. Our lawyers would get really, really upset. So enjoy the fade out on that one. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
All right. Before you bitch about the temperature in the room, what was it like getting out of the house this morning up by you?
Yeah, a little nipply.
Yeah, no, a little nipply. Yeah, it was a little nipply down here.
Holes in 50, my shirt.
I got 52 degrees right now. Yep. I mean, I walked outside and went, I went with short sleeves. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, but 52 right now. It will warm up. A sunny day is ahead of us. Temperature about 73 degrees. Later on this morning, we're going into the isolation booth. And at first, when I first started working on this, Steve was in the room. We started listening to it. And it's David Bowie and David Bowie's Let's Dance. And I always thought that there was like David Bowie and a bunch of there's no background singers. Every voice on that song is Bowie.
That's awesome.
I asked John, I said, the background sounds like almost B-52s ish.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
we looked
it
up, and
right.
It's not the B-52s.
No,
it's the Bowie 52s.
It's only Bowie. You know, there aren't the 51 others, right? It's only him.
Can't wait
till you hear this.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
Tell me something in your life that was that you hated as a kid, wasn't cool at all as a kid, but as an adult, it is cool.
Oh. Like,
I'll give you an idea. When I was a kid, hated going to the hardware store with my father. Okay. It smelled weird, right? There was nothing for me to play with or toy with. Anything I grabbed, I was getting yelled at for.
A lot of boring aisles.
Right. Now I live at Home Depot. All right,
you
have a vest, honorary vest.
Do you know what? I purposely don't wear orange when I go there because I'm afraid people can ask me questions and I know the answers.
I see them all the time.
So, you know, as a kid, hardware store is not cool. Nowadays, Home Depot, very cool.
I have a great one. Watching golf.
Wow.
I used to tell my dad, this is so stupid. This is boring. What are you doing? This is the worst. Put on something good.
Oh,
I love watching golf now. I absolutely love it.
How much does he love it? When there's a game going on in Europe, it's on here in the studio. That's how much.
I love it.
Right? Yeah, that's a perfect one.
So what is it for you, folks? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Things you hated as a child but are cool now. So it was not cool, cool, or cool, not cool. However you want to do this, let us know. Cindy, as a child, give me something you hated as a kid but love as an adult.
I really hated history class because it just seemed like it was memorizing dates and stuff like that. And I started doing genealogy and putting like ancestors into historical context and getting into Victorian and Queen Victoria and every BBC thing about monarchs, and I love history now.
See, there you go. Well, you know what Harry Truman said? The only thing that's new in your life is the history you do not know. So there you go.
Right. Wise man.
Right. I loved Harry Truman. There's a guy that if I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to somebody, I would sit down and talk to Harry Truman.
I don't know.
After I sit down and talk to Tom Hanks.
Exactly.
So what is it for you out there? It was cool. You hated it as a kid, but it was cool for you as an adult. So it's history for Cindy. It's golf on TV for Steve. All right. I went with hardware stores, and now I live at Home Depot. All right. What's it for you, Dave?
For me, I think it's got to be getting socks or underwear as a present. Socks or underwear. Doesn't matter which. It's one of those things where now I'm like, oh, God, I so need these, and I'm never going to buy them myself. So my wife will be attracted to me for at least another couple months.
All right.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So what's it for you, folks? Call us here in the studio. You hated it. It was not cool as a child. As an adult, you love it. It's really cool now. 215-263-WMGK. The question at hand today has to do with things that in your past were not cool. When you were a kid, you just hated them, right? And now that you're adult, you realize, oh my God, I love that, right? For Steve, it was golf on TV, right?
Yep, and now I love watching golf.
Right.
Love it.
Right. For me, it was hardware. I hate going to the hardware store with my dad, yeah. Right? And now I live at Home Depot.
Yep,
all right?
I can relate to both of those. All right, but for me, it's socks and underwear as presents.
Socks and underwear as presents. All right, let's see what it is for Mark. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Doing damn fine. So, you hated it as a kid. It's cool now. What is it?
Well, as the youngest of five children, I'm 60 now. My parents just celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
They're 8, 9, and 91.
Wow.
And my mother was always trying to force us kids because we ate as a family every evening, and we used to joke with each other who would eat the spinach and who would eat the beef and all the vegetables, and now I love it all, and it's actually good for you.
Well, it's nice that you grew up, Mark.
Yeah, finally.
Have a good morning. George, you hated it as a child, you love it as an adult. Wasn't cool then, it is cool now. What is it?
Being a nerd. It must have been 50% of us 40 years ago.
Were you a nerd as a kid?
I read encyclopedias.
Wow, you are a nerd. Okay. Oh my God, George.
That goes beyond
How
Comic-Con.
How many punches in the face did you take a day?
I got around it. They needed me sometimes.
Oh, that's true.
Do my homework, nerd.
Yeah, there you go. Bob?
John! Booyakasha!
Booyakasha! So, Bob, you hated it then, you love it now. It wasn't cool, it is now. What is it?
All right, John, I'm going to sum this up. One sentence, three cools, and at the end, two cools, two uncools. Here we go. Getting dressed up, going to a wedding, getting drunk, having a hangover, playing softball at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I like a man with a list.
So confused.
Okay, Haley, what was it for you?
Laundry.
Oh, yeah, I am with you.
Now it's peaceful. I like when I get to fold it and put it away.
Oh, yeah. I even like ironing.
Oh, that's sick.
All right. No, it's just so peaceful for me. I'm with you, Haley. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good morning, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. So, Lisa, what is it for you? Hated it as a child, love it as an adult.
A good nap, John. If I can get a good nap, man, it just makes my day.
You know what? I take a nap whenever I can. And
me
even
too.
When I don't want to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. John could be in the office, could be at home. It doesn't matter. He can nap.
I sit down for more than 5 minutes, I'm asleep.
I've lost napping in my house, and it sucks. I love naps.
Me too.
All right, Frank, what about yourself? You hated it as a kid. You love it now. What could it be?
There are two things. They go hand in hand. When I was a kid, we always had to be home for dinner, you know, family dinners. My dad would occasionally have a martini before dinner. We'd sit and watch the news while we were waiting for dinner to be on the table. And I hated both, and I would try a sip of his martini, think it was the most disgusting thing in the world. And now it's, you know, martinis and news. I like them both.
That's a party dad.
Frank, what kind of martini was he drinking? What was his go-to martini?
No, it's his favorite martini. It was like a traditional, like, you know, gin, just a little bit of vermouth and, you know, gin ice cold. That's why I drink them now. I love them.
The best way to use vermouth over in a drink is you open the bottle over the drink and you say, vermouth, never pour it in.
Okay.
Vera, what's it for you?
Hey, guys, it's the news. I can't believe I turned into my parents.
Hold on a second. Is this Lisa Lampanelli?
Oh, my God.
Wow, it sounds so
Vera,
much like Lisa.
Say something
Every
Lisa would say.
Guys, they got me sucked in.
Okay, this is Lisa Lampanelli. I refuse to believe this is Vera.
It's the V unit from Croydon. What do you want?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That is incredible.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it!
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic rock, 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories is being brought to us by the Philadelphia Orchestra today. For tickets and show information, visit philorc.org. So, we're dealing with the Allman Brothers this morning. Dwayne Allman learned to play slide guitar by studying the licks of Jesse Ed Davis. Jesse Ed Davis was a guitarist on the Taj Mahal album, and he was playing this song by, are you ready for this guy's name? Yeah. Right? Blind Willie McTell.
Nice.
All right.
Oh my God.
And Blind Willie McTell did this song called Statesboro Blues. So he's listened to it, and in an interview years ago, Greg Allman explained how all of those things came together.
Dwayne was a big fan of Jesse Ed Davis, and that's where he learned to play slide from that record. Because I had taken him horseback riding, and the horse had thrown him and had broken his left elbow. And you know whose fault it was, don't you? Mine. We were not on speaking terms there for about 2-3 weeks, and so I brought him a little present, a bottle of coarse seed and pills for his cold, and I brought him the first Taj Mahal record. About 2 days later, he called me on the phone and said, Gregory, get over here. I want to show you something.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
We're not doing our radio disc jockey, you know, duty today.
Which is?
Well, do you know what day it is?
Unfortunately, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Steve knows. He complained to me the first thing that came in.
Walk like a pirate, Dave.
Oh, you broke your promise.
Just throw me off the roof, Dave. Walk the plank in the roof.
You gave me permission to. How'd you set ours?
Let's see if the traffic wench is here.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Right now, it's now time for us to go into
the isolation booth.
And David Bowie is in the isolation booth this morning with Let's Dance. And as I was saying, it wasn't until yesterday, I recently picked up the vocals off of this song. And I always thought there was people doing background vocals, but it's not. Every vocal in here, all of the shouts, all of the things that happen are David Bowie. And there's one point in which, and I want to make sure I got this at the right, I think I've got this at the right point. You know, toward the end of the, sometimes he sings, let's dance.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's let's sway.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the song, I never even noticed this because the two of them are like over each other, right? As he's doing Let's Dance, then he overdubbed Let's Sway on top of that. Listen to this.
Let's Sway!
That's cool. I wonder if that was on purpose.
I think so. It happens a couple of times. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the isolation booth this morning,
John DeBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.